For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Getting through the week. I hope you're doing great getting through the week. And not just getting through, but man, you know, walking it out with the Spirit of God inside of you and learning and growing and line upon line, glory to glory, faith to faith, just like the Bible says. Looking to Him. He's your source. I hope you woke up this morning and said, good morning, God. Good morning, God. Not like you remember those old jokes. Oh, not, what was it? Good morning, God, not, oh God, it's morning. We don't even say, oh God, because we don't want to use the Lord's name in vain, but you know what I mean. You say, good morning, Lord. Let Him start directing your day. Get to a quiet place. We're talking about soul restoration all this week and next week. And we were saying yesterday morning how one of the very first things to do for soul restoration, if your soul is depleted, is Jesus said, come to me. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who labor and you're heavy laden. If you woke up this morning and you couldn't say, good morning, Lord, but it was like, oh, brother, it's morning. Come to God. Don't just pour that coffee and just sit in the molly grubs and, you know, pull a calendar out and think, oh, brother, what do I have going on today? Don't do it. Pour that fresh brew and sit in a chair and say, good morning, God. Thank you for today. I know the day might be heavy, God, but you know what? First and foremost, thank you for today. Thank you that I get to get up and have my new mercies applied to today. They're fresh every day. They're new every morning. Thank you that yesterday is yesterday, that I get to start brand new today thanks to you and what you did at the cross. Come on now. This is the way to begin your day. Then when you pull the calendar in front of you and all your to-do list, it won't be so heavy duty. You know, you're taking someone with you. Someone who lives inside of you. Let's not forget. He's there for you. He's just, you know, waiting to partner with you. You let Him lead, actually. You're partnering with Him. He's the leader. He's got it down. All right? So anyway, ways that restoration will take place. We gave different ways to recognize if your soul is depleted, your mind, your will, your emotions, your entire life are depleted. Ways to recognize that will be running on the website. Number one, though, on restoration, come to me, Jesus said, and I will give you rest. The word rest, I'll give you refreshment, a cessation from toil. I'll help you to cease from all that toil. Learn from God, not from five people that you know. Learn from God. What does He say? Not wrong to have teachers. Thank you. You know, not wrong to have people in your life, but first and foremost, learn from God. Number two, acknowledge you need Him. I know that might sound like, you know, we know that, but you know what? There's something that happens when you bow the knee and you say, God, I need you today. What you're doing, and you practice it out. You're really thrusting your all onto Him who cares for you. And actually, in 1 Peter told you to cast it all onto Him anyway. But you just try that, Lord, I need you. And you see if you don't find a release, for lack of a better word, of all that stuff you're carrying that depleted your soul. Lord, I need you today. And you just picture it, man. You're casting it onto Him. The word cast is like, you know, the fisherman takes his fishing pole. He throws that thing into the water that, you know, whoa, here I go. I got myself in trouble because I don't know too much about fishing. But I know it's like the fisherman's hand on. He casts that line. There we go. He casts that line into the water. You're casting your cares onto God. Lord, I need you. It's going to help for soul restoration. And number three, I've got several more. Why don't you take some time, instead of just shoving stuff under a rug, take the needed time, reflect upon what's been depleting you. Go there, take the inventory. What happened that thing broke down? And then you say, God, will you show me what happened, where I went wrong here? Will you show me? Because I'm not doing something right, that I'm so wiped out. Will you guide me? And like a shepherd, He'll guide you to truth. The Holy Spirit who lives within you will guide you into all truth, the Bible says. talking about restoration for your soul. Hey, go to my website, register for the ADM Fall Daytime Retreat, October the 25th. Deadline is October 22nd. God bless you. Join me tomorrow on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.